This is Fresh Air. Robert Earl Keen is best known as a Texas-based singer-songwriter in the story-song tradition of Texas forebears Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark. His new album, Happy Prisoner, The Bluegrass Sessions, is a departure, a collection of bluegrass tunes including some standards.
Like the summertime when they can walk by, strolling through the Mediterranean is pleasant, there's no doubt. Just give me the wintertime, the snow's on the ground. I found it when the snow was on the ground.
There are times when a musician steps back from what he or she usually does to try something different. This artistic gesture can have different motives. It can be an attempt to shake off long-standing habits, or to take a trip down memory lane, or expose a side of the artist that an audience doesn't know about. All of these reasons would seem to figure into Robert Earl Keen's new collection, Happy Prisoner, in which Keen is a happy prisoner to the formal constraints imposed by bluegrass precision.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spend many days of my childhood in a cabin where we love to dwell. Why dive with morning sorrow? The willows will hang their heads. I live my life in sorrow since mother.
There are a lot of songs on Happy Prisoner that anyone with an even glancing knowledge of bluegrass will recognize, such as the song I just played, the Stanley Brothers' White Dove. It's a song about the death of parents, and Robert Earl Keen doesn't by any means ruin the song by singing it with such obvious joy. Indeed, that's one of the things that immediately distinguishes Keen's bluegrass from many other recordings in this genre. He brings the enthusiastic curiosity of a visitor to this music. He doesn't try to hide his Texas twang, and he introduces different songs to the bluegrass treatment, such as this version of the British singer-songwriter Richard Thompson's song, 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Sending money to James, that's a fine mode by it. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said James to red money, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her on behind. And down to Box Hill, they did ride.
That's Robert Earl Keen singing Richard Thompson's Ode to a Motorcycle. Keen can't quite leave his roots behind him entirely. Here he enlists his fellow Texan Lyle Lovett to sing a bluesy, jazzy, and yes, bluegrassy version of the Jimmy Rogers country song, Tea for Texas.
Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee.
Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee.
For Thelma,
that gal that made a wreck out of me.
If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. No, no. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul.
Keen covers Walls of Time with Peter Rowan, another geographical outlier, born in Boston, but a bluegrass convert who wrote this song while performing with Bill Monroe, the king of bluegrass music. Keen and Rowan harmonize eloquently on Walls of Time.
The wind is blowing across the mountains and down on
that's where I wanna go.
Truth be told, I've never had much use for Keane's own songwriting, which partakes too handily of outlaw loner tropes that I find both exhausted and exhausting. But he's got a good voice for bluegrass and clearly has a firm grasp on the way the best of this music is at once high-spirited and rigorously controlled. You can hear it in this lovely duet with Natalie Maines of the once and future Dixie Chicks on the old song Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. Going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
It's likely that Happy Prisoner is a one-time-only stop in this genre of music for Robert Earl Keane, but it was a detour well worth taking. His version of bluegrass reminds us that this music retains an invaluable urgency.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Yahoo TV. He reviewed Robert Earl Keane's new album, Happy Prisoner, The Bluegrass Sessions. Tomorrow on our show, we talk with Larry Wilmore, who hosts the new program The Nightly Show, which follows The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Wilmore used to be The Daily Show's senior black correspondent. Last month, he started the first edition of The Nightly Show like this.
Tonight, Lee, the Oscar nominations are out, and they're so white, a grand jury has decided not to indict them.
So join us tomorrow for Larry Wilmore. And don't forget that you can listen to our show as a podcast, which you'll find on iTunes or your mobile phone app. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise. The fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from town. She promised that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they take